Today's cheer of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Tofresh Ayin Tofresh Ayin Sifim Aleph and Beis. This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Sunday, December 14th. Once again, Tofresh Ayin Aleph. B'chofei b'kislev, maschilin shmona simei Chanukah. On the 25th day of Kislev, that's coming up next week, boys. Maschilin, we begin the shmona simei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah. And on the 8 days of Chanukah, v'asurim behesbeid of Atinus. It's also on Chanukah at a funeral to have hesbeidim, and it is also usur to have Atinus, to establish Atinus on Chanukah. Aval mutarim ba'asiyas melacha. However, although it is a yomtiv derabanan, it is not aser bi'asiyas melacha. It is not aser to do melacha. You can do melacha. However, v'noagos hanoshim shelo lasos melacha. However, the noshim, the women, are noheg not to do melacha, ba'od shaneos dokos. The women do not do malacha when the candles are burning. The Yeshmi Sha'omer She'ein Lahakel Lahem. And there are those that say that even a man should not go ahead and do malacha, be maker in front of them. In other words, men as well should not do malacha in front of the women during that time as well. Okay? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Aleph, Maschilin Shmoneh Simei Chanukah. So here the Mishnah Berurah quotes the famous intro. The famous intro of the Rambam to Chanukah, beginning of the Rambam. It says, Ki Yabayis Sheini. What's the whole idea of this Shmoneh Simei Chanukah? So you guys are familiar with this. During the second Beis HaMikdash, Kishemochu Malchei Risha, there was this great, terrible dictator, Yavon, okay? Gazru Gzeros Al Yisrael. Antiochus and the Greeks, the Yevanim, were Goyze Gzeros al Yisrael, a tremendously terrible decrees on Yisrael, Uvitlu Dasam, and they were Vatel, they got rid of the Jewish religion, Velo Hinichu Osam Lasok Besaira, and they did not allow the Jews to go ahead and be involved in Torah and Mitzvahs, who pushed to Yadam and Mamona, and they put out their hand to their, snatch their dough, their money, Uviv Naseim and their women, and Nichlesu Lahechal, and the Yevanim went into the Hechal, who partsu bo Protzos, Pirzos, Protzos, they made tremendous breaches in the Beis HaMikdash, Vitimu Hatares, and they were Matame, they defiled the Taharos, Vitzalahem Li Yisrael. And it was pretty bad. Made it pretty bad for Yisrael Ma'od Mibneim. It was pretty bad for Bnei Yisrael because of them. Ulechatzum lachatz gadol, and there was tremendous oppression. Ad shirichem aleim, until there was Rachmanis from Elokei Aviseinu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Voshia miyadam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Bnei Yisrael from these Yevanim, v'hitzilam, and he saved them. V'gavru Bnei Chashmonai, and the children of the Chashmonai, Kohanim, Matisyo and his sons, okay, and his whole Chabura, they misgabe, they beat out, okay, Bahargu, and they killed Boshiyam Yisrael Miyadam. They killed these tremendous Seine Yisrael, Yevanim, and they saved Bnei Yisrael from this evil kingdom. Bechazru Malchus Yisrael. And Malchus was then restored to Yisrael, Yaser al-Masayim Shana. The Malchus, they became independent. And Malchus was returned to Yisrael for more than 200 years, Ara Chorban HaSheni, until the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Ukishigavar Yisrael al-Iveyim. And when Bnei Yisrael was Nisgaber, won out over their enemies, the Ibdum, and destroyed them, what day is that? B'chofei b'kislev. Haya. It was the 25th day of Kislev. v'nichnesu laheichal v'lo batzu shemen tar. And they came in to the heichal, to the Beis HaMikdash, the Chashmonaim, v'lo matzu shemen tar. They did not find any tar shemen to light the menorah, the Mikdash. Ela pach echa. All they found was one little jug. Shemunach bechosimo shel kohen gadol. They had a stamp of the kohen gadol. This was the only shemen that was still good and nice and tar. V'lo haya bo lahavnik el yom echad bilvad. And he did not have enough except for what? For one day. V'nasa nes. And a nes occurred. As you all know, v'edliku v'mena neros ha-maracha shmona yamim. And the neros of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash lasted the neros that was set up in the Beis HaMikdash. Shmona yamim. Ad shekatshu zesim. So they had a nes for 8 days. It lasted in order that they'd be able to process the olives, both siu shem and tahor, and make nice tahor oil. And based on this, the chachamim of that generation were mesakein. Sheyu hayamim ha'elu shetchilasan kafei v'kislev. Those days that started with kafei kislev, guess what? They were yimei simcha v'halel. Not Mishnah, as we'll see. Simcha v'halel. Days of Simcha and Halel. We say Halel. U'malikin ba'en ha'neros. And we madlik the neros ba'erev at night. Al pischei habatim. At the entrances to the houses. B'chol laila v'laila. Every single night. Mishmonas ha'laylas from the eight. From the Hashmonas ha'laylas from the 8 days. In order to do what? L'haros u'legales ha'neis. To show off and to reveal to all the neis. V'hu mitzvah midivei seifrim, and this is a mitzvah from midrabanan, kikriyas ha-megillah, like the kriyas ha-megillah. V'yamim elu hein ha-nikraim chanukah. This is what's called chanukah. Rotzalomar means to say chanu, they rested from their enemies, chafhei. Shabiyom chafhei chanu, they rested me'ayveyam, they were relieved of their enemies. U'mimnei she'ein yimei simcha v'ahala, and that's all this intro was to tell us this halacha in the Mishnah Brura. U'mibnei she'ein yimei simcha v'halel. Okay? And because these are yimei simcha v'halel, guess what? V'kach osur be'en ha-hesped v'ha-tainis. Based on that, what is osur? Hesped and tainis. Not only is tainis osur, but also hespedim. And Noagim Aniyim L'Savei B'Chanukah Al-Psachim. He says the minog is for Aniyim on Chanukah to go ahead and collect. It's a special, okay? So if you're surprised that you see an extra bunch of Aniyim coming around and collecting on Chanukah, just realize that it's part of the minog of Chanukah to have Aniyim come around and you should give them tzedakah. V'yesh tam lezeh, and there's a reason for this. It happens to be bred in the pre-Megadim, okay? That the reason for this, the Prima Gadim says, what? Psachim the doors. They come to your door, they knock on your door. Okay? They come knock on your door. Can you help me out? And the Prima Gadim explains that the reason is that there was a laxity, as you all know, in Torah, Veda, Gemilas, Chasadim. Therefore, we up to davening, we learn better, we steig better, and guess what else we do? More chesed, more tzedakah. Okay, bays, Mishnah Berurah bays, buys. The asurim behesbe v'tainis. It's also in hesbe and tainis. I have a comment, simon tefesh pei vav, sif al, Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Mr. Shem, we get to Purim, we'll see this. Okay, the halachas of hesbe and tainis. Same halachas that don't apply during Purim. Also, okay, I mean, that are not allowed, you're not allowed to do on Purim, hesbe and tainis. Also on Chanukah you can't do. Gimel, hanashim. The nashim don't do melacha. The women don't do melacha. So he says here, dafka nashim, specifically nashim, specifically women, don't do melacha. Why? L'fishenasa neisa yedeyan. Because the core of the miracle, as you all know, started with a woman, Yehudis. right? You guys know the story, if you heard this, who chopped off the head of Eli Forney by feeding him cheese. The terrible, wicked general. Okay? Yehudis was the boss, Yechid and Kohen Gadol, who went ahead and fed cheese and then wine to the terrible general Eli Forney and chopped off his head. Anyway, so she starred the whole, what's it called? She, Eli Forney. Okay? If he should not say Nes Aydeim, could you come on Besif Beis Baaga? The Yesh Mekomos Shegam Ha'anashim Machmirim Bezeh. And there are Mekomos that men are also machmir not to do melacha during the lighting. And he says here, Ba'od Shahaneros Dolkos Beveso. Okay? When don't women do melacha? When the candles are being lit in their house. Okay? By the way, the Achronim explain that we're talking about melachos, the melachos that are also on Cholomoid, those are the melachos that are also also to do. Kidei lahakir she'asur l'ishtamesh, okay, le'ora. The reason why we refrain from melacha is to, okay, give recognition and to show that it is also to benefit from the or, and therefore v'hu kachatzi shah, and therefore they don't do melacha during that the chatzi shah, like the first half hour. We're going to see when the ikar mitzvah is. We're going to get to that. Hey, she'ein la hakelahem. Men should not also men. Yesh misha omer. You should not be maker in front of them. The men as well. To have the gedvarim hamutarim, because this is like considered what's called permissible things. Va'achir nagu bahem iser, okay, and others are knowing iser, namely the women. She'ein lahatir b'fneihem. You should not be matir in front of them. The kasa b'shulta giborim, v'chein hiski b'tshuvas chacham tzvi. And the shulta giborim, as well as the tshuvas chacham tzvi, said as follows. They wrote as follows. Shabemakom shemnagu isim la'asos melacha kol hayom. Very interesting. If there's a minhag not to do melacha the whole day of Chanukah, yesh limchos biyadam. You should go ahead and make a macha and say this is not, is a no-no. People should work on Chanukah. Ki abatala, what? Macha. Macha means you should go ahead and say this is a no-no. Don't do it. A protest. Ki abatala averhi. Because a batala is an avera and it can lead to terrible things. Okay? Right? Talmud Tanya Derech Eretz, one of the biggest sites of the Bar Tanura is, and really you should shtag all day, but people can't shtag all day. And therefore you shouldn't just go the rest of the day, eat shawarma in your room. You gotta go work. Okay? Weiter. Ribu Asudos. Shemabim behem heim, back to the Shulchan Aruch, days, ribui ha-su'udos, shemabim behem heim su'udos ha-reshus. So the Shulchan Aruch starts out by saying, the what? The ribui ha-su'udos, no. Having extra meals, that you, shemabim behem, that you people have, all these nice parties on Chanukah, the sudos are reshus, they're not mitzvah, according to the Shulchan Aruch. These are not sudos mitzvah. Shelo kivaum l'mishta v'simcha. Because the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Chanukah was not established for mishta and simcha, only for simcha and halal. Okay? Look at the Mishta Brura. Shelo kivaum l'mishta v'simcha. It was not established for Mishnah, for parties, for Sudo. Only, look at the Mishnah Brura, Ela lahalel ulahodos. Rather, Chanukah was to give halel, to go ahead and say halel, lahodos, alanisim, v'nira atam. What's the reason for this? This is the famous reason that you're all familiar with. Delo kavu kam l'simcha kimo b'purim. Chazal did not establish the Yom Tov of Chanukah like Purim, the Rabbanan Yom Tov of Chanukah like Purim. with the Simcha of Purim. Ki why? Ki bePurim haya hagzeira lahashmid v'laharog es hagufos. On Purim, what was the gzeira? To wipe out and to kill the bodies of the Jews, the people, the gufos. Shehu bitul mishteh v'simcha. And that's a bitul of what? Of the physical gashmi, of mishteh, of party, the simcha, of suda. The attack was not merely against the nefesh in Purim. They wanted to destroy the Jews, period. Shafilu hamiru dasam. Even if in Purim, even if Bnei Yisrael would go ahead and give up their religion, chas v'shalom. Lo ayah mekabel osam. Haman wouldn't have accepted that. Rekach kesheitzilam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them in Purim, right, me menu from Purim, from Haman, kavu lahalalo l'shabcha yisbarach, they were makoveya to go ahead and to praise and give praise to Hashem. Gam kein al yidei what? Mishteh v'simcha, also through mishteh, through party, through suda, that type of simcha. Masha'en came the Maisad Antiochus. Unlike by Antiochus and Chanukah, Shalo Gazar Aleim Laharog Ulahashmid, there was no gzera to do what? To kill and destroy the gufs, the bodies, the Jewish being. Rak Tsaros Ushmados Kede Lahamir Dasam. Rather, they oppressed them and made Shmados Kede Lahamir Dasam to go make them go against their religion. Kemo Sha'anu Omim, like we say, Lahashkich, Lahashkicham Terasecha, Ulavire Me'al Chukei Ritzonecha. Their purpose was to have Bnei Yisrael forget their Torah and to go against the will of Hashem, the mitzvahs of Hashem. V'mayu Yisrael machniim lahem, if Bnei Yisrael would go ahead and be machni and give in, liyos kivushim tachas yadam, to go ahead and to humble themselves before the Greeks, u'alois lahem mas, and to give them taxes, v'chayzim lahem munasam, and to return and become nice religious Greeks, chas v'shalom, lo ayu mevakshim yoser. Okay, they would not ask anymore. Ela shehigbir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, what happened was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bnei Yisrael the Gvura. Higbir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yad Yisrael. Yisrael had strength, the Nitzchum, and they won the battle. Lekach lo kavoy me'el ha'alel lehodos levad. Therefore, the establishment was only to give praise through Tefillah and Hallel. Without Mishneh, Kloimar, Kevon Sheim Rotsu Lumnoa Isano Mizeh, since they wanted to prevent us from going ahead and davening and praising Hashem and doing His mitzvahs, Lichvor Bidaso Chas Hashem, to go ahead and be kofar in Hashem's Torah, Uve Ezrasa Yisborach Larifiko Zmama Vigavar Yadenu, and with the help of Hashem, they were not able to go ahead and fulfill their nasty plot. The Gavar Yadenu, and our hands, Bnei Yisrael's hands, were victorious. Rekach Anu, therefore we are Modim and Meshabchim. Therefore we go ahead and we praise Hashem, Ashayalonu Le'elokim, that He is our God, V'lo Azavnu Me'avaraso, and we were not forsaken from His what? From being over Him, okay, and we're able to be over Hashem, and therefore that's why Chanukah is a purely spiritual avoda. Let's go weiter now. Ramah. However, don't get sad. There still is a source for us Ashkenazim. Where is he? That's why he's not here. Okay, there's still a source for us Ashkenazim to have chagigas and sudos. Says v'yesh omim sheyesh ktsas, go to Ramah now. V'yesh omim sheyesh ktsas mitzvah beribui asudos. Says there are those that hold that there's still somewhat of a mitzvah to have sudos, have many sudos on Chanukah, extra sudos on Chanukah. Mishum de ba'osan la'yamim haya Chanukah samazbeach. Because that day, Kafei v'kislev was when the Mishkan was erected. Okay, as you all know, the Mishkan was erected Okay, in Parshas Nosa there, that was Chafei Kislev. We just put it off until Lad, until Nisan, because of Yitzchak Avinu, as we'll see. The Noagim Noimar Zmiras, and because of the Chanukas HaMizbeach, Noagim Noimar as well, Zmiras V'Sishbachos, we go ahead as well and we sing Zmiras and songs, Basudos during the meals, Shemar Ben Ba'em, okay? We have a lot of these Zmiras and Shishbachos with the Sudos, and then Oz Havi Sudos Mitzvah. That makes it into a for sure a Sudos Mitzvah when we have Zmiras and Shishbachos, and also Divrei Torah at the meals. Mr. Shem, you'll have Divrei Torah to say at your Rebbe's meals, make it a Sudos Mitzvah. Maybe also when we have the big good stuff that we bring, I can't tell you what day. We also have Zmiras, maybe we have some Zmiras and Shishbachos. Yeshorim sheyesh lechol gvina b'chanukah. There are those that say you're supposed to have cheese on Chanukah, for what, based on what I just told you. V'fisha neis nasa b'chalav she'achila Yehudas et ha'yayev. Because the neis happened with chalav, with the cheese that Yehudas fed the ayev, the evil Eli 40. Okay? And ultimately, we're able to chop off his head. Look at this, look at Zion. Mr. Brewer, Debaosa Yarmin, wrote Salomar, this means to say that what? Bechafei Bekislev was the Chanukah Samishkan, the Chanukah Samizbeah. That's when the Mishkan was fully built. Kedeisa Bemedrish, like it says in the Medrish, the Melechah Samishkan, the building of the Mishkan was Nigmar Bechafei Kislev. The building of all the Mishkan was full of Bechafei Kislev, all the parts. And Shehimti HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'akama, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu held off on the actual Akamas HaMishkan until when? Ad Nisan, because in Nisan Shenoach Bo Yitzchak, that's when Yitzchak was born. V'yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to pay back Kislev. Allah is Shalem the Kislev, I gotta pay back Kislev. V'shirem Lo Chanukah Space Chashmonei. Therefore, he paid him back with another rededication. The rededication of the Beis Hamikdash at the time of Chanukah. And therefore, there is Ktsas Simcha u'Mishteh Simcha. We have a shtickle party. Sudos. V'gam Shom B'mei Antiochus Timu Ha'echa. Also, during the time of Antiochus, they were Metzame V'Ha'echa. And guess what we did? Asu Chanukah Sabayis. We dedicated the Beis Hamikdash B'Shmona Siyom Ha'echa during these 8 days. Zmiras, we have Zmiras to make it into a Vada Yisudas Mitzvah. V'hu adim b'nisuei bas talmud chacham la ma'aretz. This is when the minhag comes to go ahead and dance down the kala with the Zmiras and Shishbachos at the wedding. The reason why is because the chassan used to go ahead and give divrei Torah at the tish. But let's say he's an am ha'aretz. What's going to make it into a Sudas Mitzvah? So therefore we sing, after we have Yishama, going up to the Ratzakot, the Bedek and all that stuff. Okay? This is where the Shiros of the, this is where they have the Nisuei Bas Talmud Chacham Ramaetz, in Romim Shiros, if you say Shiros, Havi Sudas Mitzvah, it turns it into a Sudas Mitzvah. V'az Havi Sudas Mitzvah, and if you have his Miras, it turns it into a Sudas Mitzvah, V'otza Roma B'tzei Rav Zeh. This means to say with this combo plan, okay, of what? Of having a meal on Chanukah as well as having Zmiras with Shishbachos as well as your Gavan with the Divrei Torah. V'chein Pasku HaMarshal V'Abach K'Yesh Omen, like the Yesh Omen, they were supposed to have Sudos on Chanukah with Zmiras, V'Chasev HaMarshal. And the Marshal continues, Shekol She'osek K'dei L'Tein Shevach V'Makom. Anyone who has the meal to give shevach and praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu on the farsay manei, so to go ahead and spread the miracle, or the mitzvah, hakol sudas mitzvah. It all becomes a sudas mitzvah. She'achila, and we have cheese because of Yehudas. What was Yehudas? Who was he? He ha'isa bito shel Yochanan Kohen Gadol. She was the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. By a gzera shekol arusa, there was a gzera that all the arusa should have bia with the tarsa tchila, with the general with early 40 in the beginning. The achila the reish atzeirim, and she fed the head general Alifoni gvina cheese l'shechrusa to get him drunk. And what did she do? Chascha es reisha. She chopped his head off. Ubachu kulam, and all the Greeks ran away. Tomorrow we keep it alive. Don't cave.
Two cavers tomorrow. Two.